In 2003, we aired a story about a nearly impossible feat, trying to get an unknown screenplay by a nearly unknown screenwriter made into an actual movie. Everyone's got a screenplay, right? Very, very few end up on the big screen. Still, screenwriter Cami Delevingne and director Derek Cianfrance set out for the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah that year, hoping for a deal. They came back with no money and no deal, but with a glimmer of hope. Here's Derek Cianfrance talking to his mom.
I won the award, and then I'm flat broke. That's why I'm signing with an agent now, Mom. He's thrilled. Jack thinks it's just what we needed to, you know, jumpstart Blue Valentine. I said, okay, well, I just want to know if Radical's going to put Blue Valentine on the front burner now. And he says, yes. What did he say, Cam?
He said, yes.
He said, yes.
The big movie deal didn't happen for us at Park City, but it didn't mean it was never going to happen. On the bus ride to the airport, Derek said,
this is the dream, so I'm going to go and live it.
We knew that we were going back to New York, playing a whole new ball game.
7.5 years later, Derek and Cami now are living the dream. Blue Valentine, with Michelle Williams and Ryan Gosling, opened recently to rave reviews. So we asked Cami to come back to talk about the very long road to the silver screen. She says coming home from Sundance was a reality check.
We came back expecting that the phones were going to start ringing off the hook, and it didn't happen. And you wait, and you hustle, and you rewrite, and rewrite. I think that the count for the number of drafts that we had of Blue Valentine stands at about 66.
Is the film that was shot more or less what your last draft looked like?
It was always the intention in the writing that it was going to be a blueprint. And the director improvised a lot of the scenes with Ryan and Michelle, who, I have to say, took the skeleton of what we wrote and gave it the real meat and bones and did an amazing job.
At any point, as you were viewing the edited film for the first time, were you going, no, you completely missed the whole idea I was getting at. Oh, you.
If they did miss the whole idea, I would have done that, but they didn't. They got exactly what this movie was intended to be. And there's only one so small, but my dad used to cheer me up when I was a kid by telling me he was going to eat my toes. And in the opening scene, Dean, Ryan Gosling's character, he tells his little girl who's sad, he's like, I want to eat your hand.
You know, I'm so hungry, I could just eat your hand. Yeah, no, just let me have a bite of your hand, okay? Just one bite?
That was the only time that I was like, why didn't he just say toes? Because that's what my dad used to say. But that's...
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously perverse. I mean, who eats a kid's hand?
I know.
You eat piggies. You gobble piggies. Next project.
I have just completed a TV pilot called Whip Smart about a kindergarten teacher by day, dominatrix by night, which is very, very fun. I'm also working on a comedy about a kind of a luckless talent agent out of Queens.
This conversation is going to send many, many, many people back into their desk drawers for the screenplays so that they can enjoy the spectacular success that you have with Blue Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
Have you any advice for those, what do you call it, suckers?
People who like tell me, oh, I want to be a screenwriter. And I say, I'm sorry. Don't do it. You know, it's kind of like graduating from college. You graduate from college and you think that the world is waiting for you. Getting into the film world, you think that there are all of these people with money out there that are just waiting for you, and they're not. And you have to make everything happen. And for the director's part, he has believed in this project and hustled for it for 13 years. And you talk to everybody you can about the film. And eventually somebody will hear and somebody will make the first initial investment, or it'll get into the hands of the right actor and they'll say yes. And then that's the whole new ball game.
Well, Cami, it's so great to catch up with you, and I, you know, wish you all the best with Blue Valentine. Seems like you're off to a very good start. Reviews, fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Cami Delevingne is the co-writer of the movie Blue Valentine. It has opened in New York and L.A. To hear how the Odyssey began nearly 8 years ago, check out the link to Cammie's piece on our site, onthemedia.org.
You always heard the ones you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always stay.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.